We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Second and 10, this time Osweiler under center. They give it to Drake. Drake to the left, got a big hole. Oh, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Did he get in? Touchdown. 3:40 left in the third quarter. The Lions lead it 20-14. And they've got a third and goal at the Dolphin 4-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Looking, fires. Corner, touchdown. Detroit. Again, it's Michael Roberts. His second touchdown of the day.
Final score out here at the stadium. The Detroit Lions 32, the Miami Dolphins 21.
We didn't play very well against the run today. Basically, they could do whatever they wanted on that side of the ball. It's just kind of unusual for our guys. Usually, if we have a drive like that, we respond the rest of the game and find a way to get off the field and kind of stop those type of drives.
I have my own children now.
All right, top of the hour. Time for your I'm laughing at the code word. Time for your chance to win $1,000 at the 560 WQM $1,000 touchdown contest. Chance to take home $1,000. Text the word trash to 72881 and you're registered. The run defense yesterday was trash.
Oh, no, the defense was
defense
a
in general
trashy,
was
yeah.
trash yesterday.
In general, yeah.
Text trash, T-R-A-S-H, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Trash.
Ooh.
8 a.m. code word.
We had a combination of the Fins D chewed up, offense banged up, and one sports agent fired up or fed up.
I like fed up. You were good with that before. Stick with that. No, so, fed up's good.
So now, besides everything else, I guess today is the lead. I think they leave the quarterback thing alone. Brock Osweiler going back to Houston.
Yeah,
Thursday.
I figured we'd be talking about Brock the last two Mondays. By oh my God, Brock Osweiler, what were we thinking? Holy moly! No, I'm not. It's really not Brock Osweiler today I want to talk about.
I was going to say, you got to leave Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, I think leave him alone. I think you got to leave him alone.
Conversation. But the other topic's going to be DeVante Parker now. This is so crazy. If you were indeed thinking about trading him and put it out there, we'll trade him, but it's got to be for the right. Like, we're ready to move, and teams need another receiver, and we're going to trade for him, and whatever the price was. If you believe the third round, we need a second-day pick. We're the second and third round. If you buy all that, that's got to be off the table now. It just has to be, doesn't it? All right. Now, am I going to be – if they don't have DeVante Parker and they were to trade him after the injury bug hit a couple of their veteran receivers yesterday, then it would be a head-scratching moment to think, like, now we're not going to – keep Devonta. We're going to go ahead and trade him for.
I think at this point you're stuck, aren't
yeah,
you? You're stuck because it. You. If the news about Wilson is as bad as we think it might be, where you know Drew obviously last night went on the sports show on Channel 7 with Shappy and said that it's going to be a couple weeks. And what if it's worse? And it is worse, and he might need surgery, and he's out for the rest
yeah,
of the season.
It might be a hell of a lot worse.
And it probably is because you're trying to be optimistic by saying a couple of weeks. And if Kenny Stills can't play. What's here? You're on the broadcast. What's my wide receiver core look like for Thursday night right now? If Wilson's not playing and Stills isn't playing,
you got Grant on one side,
okay,
Parker on the other, and Amendola in the slot,
okay,
and Isaiah Ford coming in as a fourth guy off the practice squad. Probably getting word today
that you're going to suit up Thursday.
You're
so
not
going to
be on the practice squad. You're going to be on the other side
yeah.
today. You're going to be working this weekend instead of just practicing. So
Albert Wilson and Kenny Stills were healthy today. I would say that we're getting closer to DeVante Parker being possibly traded. But now that those two guys are more than likely out for Thursday, you have no choice. DeVante Parker not only has to play, he's got to be your number two guy, number one guy on Thursday night.
And then on top of all that stuff, wherever you put him,
you've got this stuff coming out from his agent yesterday. I guess was it after the game? Mm-hmm. James Gould comes out, Devontae Parker's agent, and rips Adam Gase for lying, I guess, about the health of his client. And how does Coach Gase justify his own incompetence? He should make himself inactive. Lying and incompetent.
Oof, those are harsh words. Harsh words.
That's on top of losing 32-21 and everything else that took place.
How do you come back from that? I know that you need him this week, but if you're Adam Gase, you just got torched by an agent. You didn't get ripped by an agent. You got torched. You don't do your job well, and you're a liar.
Well, you don't take it out on your player.
No, I know that, but like, what do you do right now?
Whatever. I know. I get that Devontae wants to play, and maybe yesterday. I don't know. I know there was a lot of speculation at the stadium that he was kept out because, maybe he was behind those guys, and those guys were close to having an offer, and they didn't want him to get injured if they were going to make a deal. Somebody's going to make a deal. I don't know if that's the case. I still think, and this is exactly why, it's too early in the season. So many guys get injured, and now, sure enough, you got two wide receivers potentially going down and a pass receiving tight end going down yesterday. So, to me,
well, it's a no-brainer that you need him. Yeah.
You don't get rid of him. Like, you need him, especially if he's healthy. It just makes no sense. What are you going to do? Like, trade Devontae Parker and go with Grant Amendola and Isaiah Ford and then, like, go pick up another guy?
What other guy?
Well, everybody's banged up, right? I don't know if everybody's banged up as the Dolphins. I haven't seen around the league and the amount of guys on IR and out for a while, but – yeah, it just would make no sense to me that Devontae Parker, even if he's not 100% this week,
got to play.
He's going to play. Yeah, like, all right, play. Now you got to play, okay? So you better get real close. I will tell you what this does, though. This puts a lot more pressure on Devontae Parker this week to play well. And some on his coach, you know, on Adam Gase, too.
But he can't run around like he did the other game. We saw him run off one of those takeoffs, and it looked like he was jogging, and it was hurt.
It just looked bad, yeah.
It just looked like something was wrong.
See, that's the thing that gets me, like, for an agent. Like, it's fine if the agent wants to say that, but I'd love to sit down with that agent and show him the takeoff before the half.
So this is 100% healthy, huh?
Does this look like your guy? Does this look like your guy healthy? Because if it is, he's lost something.
Did he run that by Devontae before he said all that stuff?
No,
because I imagine that could screw things up for him.
I think he did that. I mean, he's going to say, hey, I'm doing that because I got your back and I'm really upset.
But he put Devontae in a bad place,
too.
Yeah,
he put him in a bad situation.
Real bad situation.
Because I don't think when he decided to do that, what – now, I'll tell you the other side of this. Devontae could have got together his agent and said, that should about do it to get you out of there if you want to get out of there and get a fresh start.
It's true. You're right.
And I'm sure Devontae –
how bad you want out?
I'm sure Devontae's not happy. But Devontae ought to look in the mirror and be not happy with Devontae. He's the one that's been injured not once but twice, two different injuries already off a career full of injuries. He's come down from great catches, inbounds and out of bounds, and been injured from that. Back and tailbone. And I mean, he's just one of those guys. There's been guys that have played that have just been injured the whole time. So I just would be real careful before I go blaming the organization that you pop up after your – I thought, hey, two catchers for 40 yards, had that 38-yard catch. You go, hey, man, he's back, and this will be great. And you go, oh, he's down again. Just couldn't
run. Well, it just
run.
Seems to be the common denominator with him.
But who the hell is this guy to say stuff like, you know, call Gase a liar and incompetent? Like,
an angry agent?
Other agents saying, you know, stuff like that. You don't hear Drew coming out and talking about coaches like that. Well, he's going to kill his relationship.
Well, and if he ever has other players too, you're
that's
right.
It. Just you heard that with it.
Like, I don't know if this guy's actually an agent or if he's in the business or what his deal is.
I don't know anything about
him. I've never heard any agents talk about a coach like that.
He got a first-round guy when he grabbed him, so he must have some good players, right?
I'm just
would Devontae just go, oh, you don't have anybody. I'll be your guy in the first round. Like, usually first-round guys don't do that.
No.
They like to go with other, you know, it's got a stable full of guys.
But what do you do now if you're Devontae? Like,
it's just awkward for Devontae. It's not going to affect it because they need him. Like, business,
no, I know that.
We need each other. Business-wise, as in game, we need each other.
But are you
– I mean, I think, Zach, like, I think if I was on the fence about a player and I saw that this guy was their agent, that would be an issue for me because this guy, you know, who says that kind of stuff?
Well, I just mean
like to call someone a liar is kind of a big
claim. I understand
claim. Like,
that.
That's a big deal.
It is.
So
but
if you're on the fence about a player, why would you want to deal with this guy?
Because you got to win games. It's business. Devontae Parker didn't say it. His big mouth agent said it.
No, I'm just saying in general, if you're a team and you're on the fence about a player and you see that this guy represents that player, that could play negatively towards that player. That's all I'm saying.
But you understand,
you don't
want to
deal
Kenny
with the
Stills
guy who says stuff like that.
Okay, you don't want to deal with him, but let me just say this. Adam Gase ain't dealing with that agent. There's a chance Adam Gase, like, I was going to talk to you, screw you. I can deal. Tannenbaum and Greer can deal with you because you're a jackass. I'm not dealing with you. I got to win games. Let me see. Kenny Stills out, Albert Wilson out, Devontae Parker, by elimination, needs to start.
Yeah.
He needs to be out there lining up, introducing, starting Miami Dolphin offense, Devontae Parker. He needs to play.
According to the NFLPA website, it says current NFL player contract negotiated by James Gould is two. So he's negotiated two contracts. I'm assuming that's one of them is Devontae's rookie deal. So he's either got one other player or he's gotten some sort of something else for.
He's only got one guy?
It says current NFL player contracts negotiated. Two. You go to Drew's, it says $746 million. I'm just on the NFLPA website.
He only represents one other guy?
Or he's just gotten two deals for. Has Devontae signed any sort of like 1 year extension or
damn,
anything?
Devontae. Jeez.
The only other thing I look up when you find James Gould is he's one of the original 10 investors in some sort of state marijuana legislation in Cincinnati.
Trying to get in on the ground.
Trying to get in the weed game. Listen, if everyone's going to pay for it through the state, I don't know. I'm not ripping him for that. I'm just what I'm saying is. I think Hollywood hit it on. You don't see was it Jim Sexton?
You can rip him.
No, but what I'm saying is
it's an idiot thing to do.
It's a dumb thing to do for an agent to put a player like Devontae in that type of situation.
Right.
Devontae has been injured his whole career. Devontae has been one of those terms, the words we don't use a lot, but we do, bust. He can't stay healthy. He just had tape less than 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago of running a takeoff, and it looked like one of us running a 40. And you're coming out calling Gase a liar and incompetent because you think your guy's 100%? I have one question for the agent
that
and for Devontae.
Actually, last week.
Yeah, here's the question. When has Devontae Parker in his career been 100%? Has there been a time where he has been 100% healthy since he entered the NFL? Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a very awkward situation.
Horribly awkward.
And Devontae Parker, even if he's telling his agent, get me out of here, it's going to be awkward when he comes back today. Because, by the way, didn't they go on and say, yeah, he doesn't want to be traded. You know, he's not asking for a trade or anything. I don't know. I don't know how this thing's ended up, but Devontae Parker needs to play. Put it aside and everything else. I just don't know why the agent wouldn't.
It's just it's
most
crazy.
The agents, if you have a player, you can call like the GM
yeah.
or VP
call
of football operator.
Or
you can call them just like you call your wife. I mean, you get a hold of them real quickly.
By the way, the number on Drew's page for current NFL player contracts negotiated is 85.
Okay.
The Gould one is 2.
Oh, now you're taking a shot.
I'm not taking shots.
No, you are. That's what you're doing. You're just taking shots at the agent.
It just shows how Drew doesn't come out and rip a team. My guy's 100%, and Bill Belichick is incompetent.
No, he's not doing that.
No.
Well, if you have one client, you'd go all in for him.
I guess you're right.
No, he did.
He did.
But I don't know if the agent
I didn't realize he had one client.
I didn't either.
That's one or
two. I never heard of the guy.
You know what? I haven't either. And that was my first thought is, you know,
might be the last we hear of him.
That's possible.
Maybe. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff going on here that we'll get to, including a crazy basketball game over the weekend that was the opener for the L.A. Lakers, but had a lot more fireworks. We'll tell you about that. And by the way, apparently not just on the floor, but up in the stands with a couple of ladies that might be related to those guys. Mm. Anyway.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Join the 411 Payne WQAM Street Team this Thursday, 7:30 to 10:30 at J.P. Mulligan's in Pembroke Pines. Watch the game, win Finn's tickets, and enjoy game day's favorite light lager. Details at WQAM.com.
All right, NBA, over the weekend, Lakers open at home. The big night for LeBron and everything else against the Rockets, who, you know, a lot of people think the Lakers and Rockets are fighting for that new that two position in the West and everything else. And so we get it to the Rondo and Paul and Ingram throwing blows at each other and everything else and getting their suspensions. What'd I see? Rondo got 3 games, Paul got 2 games, and Ingram got 4 for the sucker punch over the top.
Should have gotten more than 4.
But apparently it didn't just stop there. So apparently, if these reports are accurate, Paul's wife was sitting with LeBron's wife. They're all good friends and part of the original banana boat team out and for their summer vacation. Rondo's girlfriend came up, and they had some words. I mean, is that possible?
Like, yeah, of course. I can totally see
what
it.
What a crazy story, man.
Rondo's nuts to start off with. I can only imagine what his
I don't think Chris Paul's the most like guy. He'd been known to be a little dirty too.
He's the president of the Players Association, isn't he?
I think he is, yes. I think he is. Yeah. And everybody knows that. What is it? Just so I get this right. Paul, Carmelo, Dwayne and LeBron.
Yeah, that's the four.
Are we missing anybody else in that group? It's pretty much that four.
No, that's the four, right? That's the banana boaters.
They've always been pretty tight.
They're always on vacation together.
Yeah, they do stuff together when they
can.
That's
why when this fight broke out or whatever broke out, who grabbed Chris Paul and pulled him away?
LeBron. LeBron said, you guys from my team are on your own. Yeah. I got to take care of my man.
Does that happen a lot when a guy from another team pulls another guy off?
That does not happen a lot.
No, it doesn't. Usually you grab your own guy and move him away. You don't grab the other guy. And then Brandon Ingram came in like a fireball and threw a right hook at somebody.
Well, I think it was at Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I think punches
I don't think it fully
that's
landed.
That's a bad move by him.
Horrible move.
Just trying to get LeBron's good graces.
Yeah.
Well.
Did you throw the punch at Chris Paul?
That can get you cut.
That ain't going to get you cut.
I'll take him.
He's too good.
You want Tyler?
Well, trade it. I'm sorry.
Hey, you want Tyler?
He's way too good, and I'm guessing they'll get that whole thing worked out.
I'm sure they will. But listen, what do you expect is going to happen with this Lakers team this year? Do you see the roster, right? Lance Stephenson, Rondo, Beasley.
I'll tell you one problem they have.
JaVale McGee.
They have one problem that we thought they were going to have, and it's really bad. Their three-point shooting.
Oh, it's terrible.
And when they signed all those veterans.
You knew that was
going to
happen.
I think we're all going, ooh, that's not a very good shooting team. Mm-mm. And they're living up to it. They're not a very good three-point shooting team.
You know, it's very possible they don't make the playoffs.
Why you always got to do that? Why do you
they're pretty bad.
You really don't think there's a chance in the West where
there
the teams at 7, 8, 9 spots are going to be pretty competitive?
Is no shot
that they don't make it.
LeBron James' team is not making the playoffs.
You said they're fighting for the 2 seed. I don't know if I'm fighting for the 2 seed.
A lot of people think they're fighting for the 2 seed with Houston.
Houston's the second best team in the West.
Houston could end up with the best record.
Yeah, I know. But didn't they last year? Weren't they the #1 seed last year? Yeah.
You're kidding, right, about LeBron's team not
making?
No,
I think there's a legitimate chance that team misses the playoffs.
How often does that happen where LeBron's team hasn't made the playoffs?
In the East?
Yeah.
Never.
Oh.
He's in the West now. It's a little different.
I don't care where he is.
A little bit different.
I think they made the playoffs. I just don't think they're the 2 seed.
I got news for you.
I think they might be playing the 2 seed.
Now I'm going off the first couple of games. I don't know. Toronto going.
Toronto looks good.
Of course, I only saw the Toronto-Boston
Doesn't matter. Toronto looks – I mean, listen, Toronto has been good the last couple of years. All they did was swap out DeRozan, and they got Kawhi Leonard. I feel like that's an upgrade.
But come on, man. You can't be serious about LeBron's team not making
– They're going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to be a 2 seed.
I don't care what they're going to make. There's 8 teams going to make it.
You know, their schedule is a lot tougher. You realize that, right?
They do play crazy teams every night.
And that team is not very good.
So you guys tell me you don't think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs.
Don't look at me. I said they're going to make the playoffs. They're not the 2 seed, though. I'm arguing that point.
LeBron's guys will be a top 4 seed.
I don't know about that. When it's all said and done, I don't know about that. You still have Michael Beasley, Rondo, and Lance Stevenson.
As soon as he gets them all buying in and rolling here.
I think they play the 2 seed in the playoffs. I think they end up as the 7 seed in the West when it's all said and done.
All right.
But they do make the playoffs. That I agree with you on. LeBron not making the playoffs would be the unicorn sitting in the room.
I'll tell you what, though. There's some, like, Utah's really good.
There's good teams in the West.
Denver just beat Golden State. Yeah. They got a really good team, too, that nobody ever talks
Hollywood's
about.
Hollywood's argument. You know that, right?
No, but I still think Lakers, you got LeBron. Yeah.
Well, you have LeBron, you have a chance. That's the way I look at it. I said that for years when he was down here. I didn't care who was not playing for the Heat that night or who they played in the playoffs or the finals. I have LeBron. And when you have that in your back pocket, you always have a good chance.
Would you guys put right now the Golden State show? Is there anything close in the NFL? Is the Kansas City show or the Rams show as good as the Golden State show is every night? Mm. It's got so much star power, it's hard to imagine, right?
It's just hard to compete with. Golden State throws five guys out there on the court. More than likely, four of those guys at any given time, two of them are MVPs. One of them is Draymond Green. Another guy's Klay Thompson. And soon, Boogie Cousins. Like, you legitimately, on paper, have one of the greatest starting fives I've ever seen.
No. It's a team that's all been all-star games. But
there's no game in the NBA this regular season that I would watch over the Kansas City Rams game coming up in a couple weeks. Zero games. Golden State Lakers, Golden State whatever. That's going to be the best game of the season to watch.
That could be a team with one loss and a team with no loss.
Undefeated, yeah.
Still looking at it.
Both averaging 30-plus points a game. Number one, tied for first on 20-yard-plus plays all season long. Like, that's going to be a show. But Golden State is the best team to watch. But the best game to watch will be that Rams-Kansas
City. Those tickets are expensive out in the Bay Area.
Sure.
And that's a tough ticket to get.
I can imagine.
Expensive and tough, and there's so damn much money out there in the Bay Area.
How hard was it to get tickets here for the Big Three when a good team would come to town? Or just a random team would come to town? It wasn't easy.
That was the best days of the Miami Heat, and we'll probably go down as the greatest 4 years of God only knows how much money they made, especially during the playoffs.
God bless you, Mickey.
That was a hell of a fun run for sure. That thing was absolutely crazy. By the way, the other thing is the Florida Panthers have a really weird start here. They've won one game in their first six. Everybody knows that. They've lost now in two shootouts and one in overtime in those six games. I think they did win one shootout, but
got to get something positive before the Bugner show this week.
The boogeyman, before you start going, hey, coach, how you doing?
Coach, how you doing?
I've been better, Zach. Don't worry.
I just try hard. That's it.
I just
want him to feel comfortable when it comes on.
Greatest moment of the weekend, though, is watching Purdue beat Ohio State by 29 points.
Suburb.
He won't be able to remember it anyway.
Nah.
That's
it. It's part of the memory loss.
The memory loss. He won't remember it. And then, man, I got to tell you, go Michigan coming up.
Wow. We're all going to be Michigan fans, huh?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about everybody.
Well, no one likes Ohio State. I'll make that blanket statement.
Well, they still get in if they win out, right? Because the system works so well.
The dark cloud has appeared once again.
Go ahead. This is your chance for UCF.
UCF. It'll be USF because USF's going to beat them, jump them, and all that good stuff. But still, one of the teams from that conference should get in.
Wow. We should have the rain noises when he talks.
Ohio State with two losses still in the final four.
And Notre Dame urban. Also, right? Somehow Notre Dame will sneak in there too.
That was funny, man. Clemson gets in.
Yeah.
Nobody's beating Alabama.
No, come on.
Nobody in their right mind is beating Alabama
right now.
Clemson, who are we missing there? Michigan looks pretty good right now.
Well, Michigan, Ohio State, the winner of that, right?
Unless you probably get like a three-loss LSU.
Yep. Hey, don't sleep on the Gators.
You're bad.
They're right there. Got that cocktail party.
We really
up.
Need Georgia this weekend.
It could be.
Gotta
by the
put
way,
an end to that.
It could be.
Just don't let the Gators win this weekend versus Georgia.
That's right. We got our Florida Georgia game.
I'm just letting you know.
Week.
They are cracked the top 10. They beat Georgia coming up. They're going to sneak into the Final Four. They're going to lose to Alabama in the SEC Championship.
By the way.
And sneak in with Ohio State.
How good is that game, though?
Three loss Ohio State.
Isn't it nice you finally have a good Georgia Florida game?
Of course. It stunk over the last couple of years.
It's going to be a good
Georgia's
one.
Georgia's been so good in Florida. Stunk.
See what happens in that one. That'll be a hot little ticket up in Jacksonville.
Road trip for the crew?
I prefer that game when the Gators suck.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
It's nice to see them lose big.
A lot of people do.
There's other games on to keep us entertained, Joe.
Dark cloud. I can't wait till. Are you still undefeated, your team?
No, we're going to lose on Saturday, though.
No, but right now
now we are, but yeah, but Saturday.
I can't wait till South Florida goes the entire season undefeated and plays in the Little Caesars Bowl.
I think Saturday it comes to a crashing end.
You want to hear another one that nobody's talked about, and he's been really quiet, is our guy at FAU.
I know.
They're 3-4 on the season. Is that right?
You want to play a fight song?
They got a lot of noon games.
Yeah, play that fight song.
There you go. Is that a shot?
Like when this rain cloud comes out. This dark cloud. There it is.
Why do you do that, man? You're in rare form today.
It's actually some of the best schtick he's ever had on the show.
He's just in rare form. He thinks everybody gets screwed in college football.
This is so great.
All right.
Head coach.
I didn't say everyone gets screwed, but there are teams that are getting screwed.
No. You made your point.
All right, the winner from that conference should get in this year.
Are you done?
Get in where?
No, I'm not done. They should get in this year. Now I'm done.
Get in where?
UCF, where are they? They got to be up there.
They stayed. They didn't move in the polls.
Florida
they stayed
moved
at
past
10.
Them. Florida's at 9.
Is that true?
Yeah, Florida.
Florida moved ahead of UCF. Yeah.
Because all these jerk-off voters, they said.
Hey!
So
watch
your
tone.
Missouri beat Memphis by like 50 points.
What is wrong
with
you today?
UCF struggled to beat Memphis. So like they do the math saying that UCF's not that good.
Someone texted, "I'm just loving Hollywood this morning." Another one said, "Negative Hollywood's back." That's it.
He's
jumping.
He's just rolling, man. He's just rolling along.
Dark clouds back from vacation.
It was nice. Took a little shot. Who'd he take a shot at there? Ohio State?
Yeah.
They'll lose and still get in.
Two loss Ohio State still makes the playoffs.
I'll tell you what, that old tough Big Ten right now looks like right now it's Michigan or they could be in some trouble.
Most overrated coach in the nation, Harbaugh.
Playing good, man.
Yeah. Better not lose to Herb.
Are you done saying that? If he goes through, he's beaten Wisconsin.
He beats Herb, I'll stop.
Okay.
He beats Ohio State.
Beat Michigan State.
Yeah.
I mean, if Michigan played Alabama, the spread would be what? Alabama by 45.5?
You can't go by that. Alabama's going to have that spread on everybody. Don't say just saying.
What's the spread in Alabama, Florida in the SEC championship game?
Alabama's a lot better than everybody right now.
Alabama's got 12 pros.
LSU, I'm dying to see what happens in this LSU game. At LSU.
Yeah.
They'll still win by 3 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Jalen Hurts will play the second half.
All right, yeah. No, he'll be into the fourth quarter with 7 or 8
By the way, Tua hasn't played in the fourth quarter all season. I don't think he's played in a fourth quarter of any game of the season.
That's amazing.
There it is.
Hurry, Mom and Dad. Get there early. I don't know how long I'm going to play.
I'm only playing in the first half.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I've been telling you for a while now about Recovery Unplugged and how they're blazing new trails in the treatment of drug and alcohol addiction. The world-class doctors, therapists, and creative professionals are leveraging the power of music to help the patients heal. Proven an effective recovery resource, the music-based approach has helped patients from all over the country access their confidence, their passion, and their voice through the power of writing, producing, and recording. Music, folks. Recovery Unplugged is the first addiction treatment organization to weave music so deeply into the fabric of its treatment programs. At the heart of all the treatment approach is the knowledge that every patient is unique and has their own story to tell. They treat their patients as individuals, not merely a collection of symptoms. They strive to help each patient gain self-awareness through the traditional treatment and music production processes. Recovery Unplugged provides a full continuum of care, including medically supervised detox, rehab, and aftercare. Music, folks. Treatment Center is located in Fort Lauderdale. If you need any more information, you want to see all the great things they're doing, go to recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Music is our medicine.
Yeah, there was just no rhythm offensively. And this offense really gets going and is really effective when we start stacking first downs together. And we weren't able to do that early, unfortunately. We kicked ourselves in the butt with some negative plays, and we weren't able to overcome them. You know, that's the National Football League. It's tough every Sunday, no matter who you're playing. The guys across from you, you know, they're big, they're tough, they're physical, they're fast. And so give Detroit credit. They came to play today. They had a great scheme. You know, Coach Patricia and his staff put together a great game plan, and they executed it very well.
Brock Osweiler, not the problem yesterday. 22 of 31, 239 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Not enough, though, as the Miami Dolphins, by far, put their worst defensive game together that I've seen in a long, long time. Now, we've seen them give up yards like that, but usually with that, they get some stops, they get some takeaways. Yesterday, no takeaways and just got torched, especially in the run, giving up 248 yards on the ground. It's the most for a Detroit Lions team in 21 years. Like Barry Sanders.
Oh,
like
God.
248 yards on the ground. 7.1 average. Doesn't take you long to figure out damn near one carry. You're getting 10 yards.
Right. I mean, come on.
Think about that. It was crazy. Eight plays of more than 20 yards, including a couple penalties in there. But couldn't get off blocks. Couldn't tackle. Looked like some missed assignments. Guys not where they were supposed to be. The zone defense is one of the worst zone defenses I've ever seen.
I mean, it's not working, right? Like
the zone?
Yeah, it's just not working for this team.
Zone has not been good. There's been guys don't react well to guys in their area on the zone.
I mean, this is one of the few things we're ripping Burke for. He's got to change something with that.
Well, there's only a couple things you can do, Zach, as you know, and one of them is just you just got to play some form
straight
of
man-to-man,
and you want to double certain guys or you want to put more pressure. But
Are we more in a zone because Bobby's not playing and guys like that aren't playing?
Well, Bobby was playing yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, the last couple weeks, is that where this all came from? Because Bobby was back.
I don't know what they ran on a couple of the tight ends just tight end yesterday. He may never be this open for his catches like he was yesterday. Some of them were man-to-man, but just not good in the middle of the field on it. A lot of it, linebackers just played poorly, and it was just brutal. It was brutal to see. They got chewed up. Tackling was bad. Blocks, and usually you make some adjustments where you get back in it, and they couldn't do it. Detroit punted one time in the game. One possession they punted in the whole game. Just give you an idea. When punters in the NFL are punting one time, I mean, this wasn't Kansas City. Mm. And this wasn't the Rams, who I'm guessing their punters don't get a lot of work. Right?
If you're punting, only in practice.
If you're punting in Kansas City, you're probably not punting a lot.
Same thing at this point. In L.A. for the Rams. You're right. Probably. Yeah. Listen, 248 yards on the ground. Don't go past that. That's it. You could stop there and say, well, this is the reason why this team lost the game yesterday.
Stafford had a lot of time to throw the football. And when
sacked once.
Did throw it, had a lot of guys open. And if they weren't open, they drew penalties anyway from mistakes that the secondary made. So it was just bad all the way around. On top of all that, the Dolphins dealing with some serious injuries. And I'll tell you, I think Kenny Stills, unless I'm wrong, looks like he'll be coming back at some point, but I shouldn't say that because if he hurt his knee or something, he won't. Albert Wilson in the hip is the one that just punched you right in the gut, and he was getting ready to make one of those crazy plays again and trying to pull away from a tackle. Guy dove at his feet. He realized it was going to be a huge play, and he came down awkward with his hip. So I don't know. Most guys don't have a good time with the hip. The hip's a bad one. So I'm not a doctor. I don't think I'm going to start playing one today. I was thinking about it, but didn't look good when he went off the field.
We're just going off reports at this point, too.
I'm just going off watching a guy walk off and see if he's back. So Kenny Stills, I'm guessing, not going to play. Albert Wilson, definitely not going to play. Gesicki, I don't know what's going to happen with him. That's just – Bob Greasy brought this up, too. There's no reason. You got a nice gain. You got your first down. There's no reason to dip your pads and take on a hit like that, helmet to helmet. And he ends up getting knocked out of the game with what could be a concussion. I don't know what they ruled on it. I don't understand why he did it. Just go out of bounds. Or – jump over somebody. Since you're vertical.
You can't hurdle,
But to get down low to match pads on the sideline, just go out of bounds. It's the new NFL, man. You ain't trying to get an extra yard. You want to jump over a guy and he goes low at the last second. You're trying to make a huge play where maybe you get flipped if he clips you. But outside of that, just got to be smarter than that. And he was having a great game. He caught one down the middle, caught one on a crossing route, was having himself his best day in the NFL. And you could have used him. Could have used him more.
You needed him.
Than what happened there.
And now with, you know, the injury so far, you'd love to have him at full strength Thursday night.
The way it looks right now is Grant Amendola in the slot and Parker on the outside. And those will be your guys. Probably going to go a lot of two tight end. I would guess that Derby's going to be back for this game. And Leary will play for sure. And then if Gesicki can, he'll be in there too. And then your backs. Kenyon Drake, who's been wanting a lot of work, maybe getting
a lot. He might get it, yeah.
Because also, Frank Gore got a little banged up there yesterday, which, by the way, that's the problem with he got hit. He got pounded yesterday. Is I just don't know how many of those hits can Frank take at age 35.
Ran the ball 10 times yesterday. You know, he's been a pretty big piece of this offense the last couple of weeks.
Well, he runs between the tackles and keeps it on it so you don't have to just throw every down. But Kenyon, had a nice run on the outside for a long touchdown and waiting for him to get something going. So he got it, but just so many guys just defensively to find anybody that had a good game in that group yesterday. I think a lot of guys, I'd love to know how many assignment mistakes, mental mistakes were made. I can tell you one problem is containment on the outside. They were running stuff on the outside, counter stuff, and there was nobody around. My God, they were running little plays outside, and the defense is like, you got us again. We're surprised. We didn't see this coming. Always bad. Always bad. It was tough.
You can't give up as many running yards as they gave rushing yards yesterday.
No, you give up 248. Yeah. 248's equivalent to 400 in the college game. You're
you
done.
Could have just stopped it at that when you're giving out stats and say, I'll give you the number one reason why they lost. They averaged 7.1 a carry and gave up 248 yards on the ground.
Right.
You're going to lose a lot of games.
Got it down to one score a couple of times.
Yeah, you're right.
You couldn't get a stop. Couldn't get a stop. I'm going, all right, let's go down and try to tie this thing up and just never got it. And, of course, then the drama of today is going to be James Gould coming out, yep, the agent for Devontae Parker, and just ripping Adam Gase with the health of his client and claimed that Adam Gase has been lying. He just doesn't want him to play. I guess that means if he thinks he didn't want him to play, he thinks they're trying to trade him, right?
Of course, yeah. You would just think that. I mean, that was the whole thing with right before the game, you saw on Twitter and you saw on social media. Oh, the Eagles might be a team that's calling the Dolphins. They could be in the lead here. Four other teams have called this and that. Oh, he's not playing. He'll be in street clothes. Oh, okay, I'll tell you exactly what I thought before the game. He's not playing because he's gone.
I think everybody thought that the offers were starting to come in. And
you can't get this guy nicked up beforehand. First off, you put him in a jersey, more than likely he's going to get hurt anyway.
Well, now you can need him in the jersey, whether he's hurt or not.
I know.
You got to play him. You're down on bodies unless –
how about the quote from Gould? Something smells in Miami.
Yeah. Apparently he needs to get some more clients so he has more time so he doesn't have to focus on one client.
He definitely has one. I don't know past that. I'd have to do more research.
I would love to know what Devontae Parker's thoughts were overall yesterday about it, because it'd be very awkward coming in. If my agent ever ripped Don Shula, I would.
You got to go into practice the next day or meetings the next day.
Hey, coach wants to see you before we start. Why don't you come on in? He'd have me in tears by the time I walked out. I'd be little tears in the meeting in that little team.
Gase got to sit down with Devontae today, right? Just the two of them in a little one-on-one.
Yeah.
Clear things up.
Coach is one.
Devontae,
thing about,
come in my office
coach
for a minute.
Gase, good communicator. Yeah. He will communicate that. But the bigger thing is the GM and the VP of football operations
dealing with the agent.
Deal with the agent.
Yeah.
Mike Tannenbaum needs to make that call.
It has to happen today.
Or Chris Greer, or both need to have him and have a little chat. We got to go to break. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. All kinds of stuff over the weekend. Everybody playing. Got the World Series finally going to start. That's going to be fun, man. Dodgers and Red Sox. I guess the Marlins got a little news, too. What are those guys' names? Victor Mesa,
mm-hmm,
and Victor Mesa Jr., 22 and 16, both got about $4 million signing bonus. The other got a million. How about being 16, getting a little $1 million?
I'll take it.
A little signing bonus. Not a bad way to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.